What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of DMX Gaming. This week is a very special week for video gaming culture as a whole, I guess I would say, because we are finally getting the long-awaited Fallout TV show. It has been rumored, it has been in production, and now it is finally coming, and I couldn't be more excited. I wanted to go over like everything that we know without getting into like leaked story spoilers or whatever, just like based off of the trailers, like everything that we know, like what lore we can expect to see in the upcoming Fallout show, as well as what I think could potentially be happening, like my predictions for the story and stuff, because it is a West Coast storyline. It's been a while since we've seen the West Coast in a canon Fallout event. Fallout New Vegas was really the last canon event. I mean, we had some what does Bethesda call those mods again that you can download? Oh yeah, the Creative Shop. On Fallout 4, we had some Creative Shop mods, which I don't know, it's debatable whether some of that is actually canon or not, but there were some references to the NCR there. So I'm just so excited. This episode is going to be mostly about the upcoming Fallout TV show. We're just really, at the beginning, I'm just really briefly going to go over some stuff I've been playing this past week, and then we'll skip the news section because we're going to just dive right into Fallout, okay? So what have I been playing this week? Well, I've been playing the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection as always. I am still a real one. I'm out there grinding away with the 10 other people on Xbox Live that still play that game. I played an official Aspyr space server 2 days ago with one other person, and it was the only space server that was open on Xbox Live that I could find. Absolutely crazy how it's just died down and no one's playing it anymore. The patch did come out for the game, fixed a ton of like the single player issues. We finally have cutscenes back in the game, stuff like that we were missing. Unfortunately, there's still a lot to be desired with the online performance. It's not great. Again, like ping has, for some reason, Aspyr's had the hardest time compensating for ping. Like shots still do not register when you hit your opponent. I posted a short a few days ago talking about it, and I had someone comment being like, it's a skill issue. So it probably is a skill issue. Maybe I'm just not that good at the game, but hey man, I am one of the only 10 people still playing it. So it's got to count for something. Also, like, I can't believe they haven't patched out so many of like the jitteriness and the bugginess, like especially on when you're respawning or something like that. The camera just like flies all over the place. It's crazy. I've also I started Gears of War 5 the other day. It's on Game Pass. I've never played a Gears of War game before, so this is my first one. I'm having a lot of fun, actually. I'm still like in the first act, so I haven't gotten very far into it. But yeah, it's just like it reminds me a lot of like playing Halo back in the day, like where it was just like a really chill shooter experience where you can really just sit back. I mean, I don't really know much about the story yet because I'm still getting into it. But yeah, you just sit back and you shoot the aliens. At least I think they're aliens. Not quite sure yet. They could be formerly humans. I don't know. But yeah, it's just been a lot of fun. The characters are really funny. The cool thing about in Gears of War 5 is you have like this little robot companion thing that flies around you. I think his name is Dave. Or like he died or something, and then like we got a new robot. But I'm pretty sure his name was Dave. And like you can tell him to go grab weapons off the battlefield and stuff, and like bring them to you and ammo. And I'm just having a lot of fun with it. I can't believe I've never played a Gears of War game before this. So this is really making me like, I'll probably finish 5, and then it's gonna make me probably want to go back and play like the classics, like Gears of War 1, 2, 3, etc. So that's been pretty cool. I also have been playing a Knights of the Old Republic playthrough on the Xbox, because you can buy that through Xbox's Microsoft store. It is available to purchase, and it's just been way fun again going back and playing that. We all know and love KOTOR, at least I'm pretty sure if you're watching me or this channel, you've probably played KOTOR and it's been a big part of your childhood or your life. So nice, short, sweet, to the point intro there. Now we're going to get into the good stuff here. We're going to skip the news today because today is all about the upcoming Fallout TV show. So I kind of want to just go over some things and talk about what we kind of know about the show going forward, what to expect going into it, all that stuff. So I've seen a lot of mixed news articles and stuff talking about when the show takes place. There is a most recent news article I've seen by Games Radar, and they have been pretty firm on the date that it's going to take place in 2296. So this is something I kind of feared, that it was going to take place around the Fallout 4, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, like timeline. I was more hoping it would take place during like Fallout 1 or 2, because then they would have like a set structure of lore that they'd have to stick to. Whereas now I feel like they have wiggle room to retcon some lore, or like maybe give us an official canon ending to Fallout New Vegas or something like that, you know. So that's really what makes me nervous going into this, is the fact that it's taking place in 2296. So doing the math, like I said, this is close to Fallout 4, so it's about 9 years after Fallout 4. But I think most importantly, this takes place 14 years after Fallout New Vegas and, you know, the conclusion of that game, which was the second battle of the Hoover Dam, because this is a West Coast storyline, right? This is taking place in California. We are probably going to see the NCR. I mean, we've seen them in the trailers. We'll go over this a little bit later, but what makes me really nervous is that in the way they look in the trailers, the way they appear in the trailers, is they look like a broken faction. They look like a faction that has kind of, you know, is maybe a little bit desperate, has lost a lot of stuff. I mean, we've seen the Brotherhood of Steel with heavy artillery. They're flying the ships. They have like all of the best weapons, you know, in the show from what it looks like. And as lore accurate as the NCR costumes and weapons are, you know, in Fallout New Vegas, they were like the powerhouse military. They had the vertebrates. They had the power armor. You know, they had, you know, basically beaten the Brotherhood of Steel to death in the West Coast wasteland, at least. You know, like the Brotherhood of Steel was very broken by the time you find them in Fallout New Vegas. So, you know, fast forwarding to the show to see the Brotherhood so powerful, and if this show really is taking place in 2296, it makes me nervous that maybe like the East Coast Brotherhood made their way maybe to the West Coast and, you know, is getting revenge on the NCR or something. Because in the trailer, we do see portions where it looks like the Brotherhood of Steel is fighting the NCR. It looks like they're at war. They have some kind of conflict. You know, there is in Fallout New Vegas, you can make the choice to, you know, help broker some kind of peace with the Brotherhood and the NCR. But, you know, ultimately the NCR did want you to wipe out the Brotherhood. So a potential plot point I can think of is we have Maximus. He is going to be the Brotherhood of Steel character in the upcoming Fallout TV show. A prediction I would have is that perhaps the NCR wiped out the Brotherhood of Steel in Fallout New Vegas, and Maximus was one of the few Brotherhood members that could patrol the Mojave, and now he is seeking some kind of revenge on the NCR. And that could be a reference to the fight there. Also, we do see, it looks like the Prydwen. It could be the Prydwen. I don't know for sure. That is also in the trailer. And we do see that in the West Coast. Maybe it's a flashback to the East Coast. Again, we're not 100% sure. So I have been posting just like some of my thoughts on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, you know, just kind of like keeping some of my thoughts together on the show. If you want to go follow me, you can. It is Digital Media XP. I have one follower on Twitter, so thank you. Shout out to my one follower there. Some things that I have been talking about on here, I just want to read some of this. So the new Fallout TV show, it's going to take place in LA, and it's not clear, you know, like I said, when it's taking place. I mean, so the article I was referencing earlier from Games Radar is pretty convinced that this is taking place in 2296. I'm starting to believe it after seeing a lot of what I have been seeing in the trailer, and things are starting to make sense to me. But again, it's not officially confirmed when the show is taking place, so just keep that in mind. But we do know it's taking place in LA around the same time as the games, you know, but 2296. It is made by the same people who created Westworld on HBO, which is a great show. If you haven't seen it, I do think they've pulled it off HBO for some reason. I don't know why. I know the last two seasons were pretty rough, but I mean, the first couple seasons were great. So if you can find a way to watch it, I highly suggest watching it. It's a great show. So I do think that there are talented directors and creators and writers that are just like putting a lot of effort into this show, which makes me really excited for the writing. I just hope they respect the lore and they respect the characters as much as the fans do. That's my biggest hope. We also know that Todd Howard is an executive producer on the show. Todd hasn't always been the best at keeping the lore consistent, especially with the older games like Fallout 1 and 2. You know, he kind of does things that he wants to. I talked about last week how Todd Howard and Bethesda are just obsessed with the Brotherhood of Steel, which I get, you know, like, because they are like the iconic, you know, face of Fallout, which, like, I mean, the Vault Boy is obviously the face of Fallout. But when a lot of people think of Fallout, they think of the Brotherhood of Steel. And I think a lot of that has to do with Fallout 3 and the huge role that they played in that game, you know, and Fallout 4 even, like, because they, you know, they have the laser weapons and they have the armor and they're super strong and they're like this cool army, you know. But, you know, like the NCR has a lot of those things too. But for some reason, we just want to ignore the West Coast, except when we're doing a show or making another game developer work on a game for some reason. But you do you, Bethesda. You do you, Todd Howard. But I am glad he's on the show because I'm really hoping he can help keep lore consistent. Another reason he is an executive producer on the show is because he is making sure that none of the show's endings / lore will conflict with an upcoming Fallout 5 project, which I think is good that, you know, like, there are certain things I want to see from Fallout 5, and maybe I can make a video or talk about this later, you know, especially after the show drops. Maybe we'll get some hints to Fallout 5, but it is good to know that, like, he is keeping that story in line, that Bethesda is keeping that story in line in mind. And hopefully we can start getting hints to Fallout 5 in the show as we go on. We do know that the vault that will be featured in the Fallout TV show is Vault 33. We know that this vault is located next to the Santa Monica Pier, and it is close to the LA Boneyard. So, which we know the LA Boneyard would eventually join the NCR from due to events that happened in Fallout 1 and Fallout 2. The NCR would grow, it would become just this powerful community, and they would eventually absorb the LA Boneyard. So I don't know if we'll be seeing any characters that we would have seen in Fallout 2 or Fallout 1 from the LA Boneyard. It might be too soon to tell. But just keep in mind, that, you know, we might be seeing more from the LA Boneyard and the lore, and I hope there's a lot of callbacks to it. And I hope the writers respect the lore from those games, you know. But yeah, so it is a location that we are familiar with, the LA Boneyard. It appears that the main character of the Fallout television series is a vault dweller named Lucy. So she's from this vault, Vault 33. Her father is Hank. He is the vault dweller. And when you look at Lucy in the trailer, she has this more peaceful and ignorant approach to the world. I'm assuming that we're going to get some kind of plot line where it's her first time entering the world. Maybe the vault is just barely opening. And, you know, the dad, Hank, like maybe it's their goal to, like, you know, bring something to the wasteland to help heal the world. And a prediction there could be a Gek. Maybe we could see Lucy needs to, you know, scout out and find the right location to activate the vault's Gek, you know, to like help heal the wasteland and bring more people there. Now, what's interesting is because this does take place supposedly in 2296, it'll be really interesting. This will be one of the vaults that like still has like an active community in it after all of these years. So maybe there will be some issues with that. Like maybe like the lack of like genetic diversity or whatever, you know, or maybe that's why they need to open the vault, or maybe they're running low on resources. I know we've done the water chip thing with Fallout 1 and all that stuff, or maybe they need to open the doors to trade with communities. So like there could be lots of reasons why they're opening the door. So it'll be interesting to see why. As I mentioned, Maximus, he's the name of the Brotherhood of Steel character in the upcoming Fallout television series. And the trailer makes it appear that he has like some dark past and that his character is probably out for revenge. As I talked about earlier, the dark past could be that he is out to get the NCR because maybe they destroyed their bunker, you know, in the Mojave Wasteland. Maybe his revenge is tied to the Courier in some way. That could be cool if we get references to the Courier. See, like, all these things could be cool. I just don't know if Bethesda's going to do it because, like I've mentioned before, Bethesda doesn't really like the West Coast storyline stuff, which is probably why they handed this off to a director to make the show rather than, you know, make this like an essential part of Fallout 5. Not mad at it. I'm just skeptical. I think it's good to be skeptical going into this. Will we see references to the Courier? Maybe. Or is his beef mostly just with the NCR? I think that's where they're going when you look at the trailer. So up next, let's talk about this mysterious ghoul character that is also been featured pretty heavily in the marketing material of the show. We don't really know much about him. We think he's probably some kind of bounty hunter from the looks of it. If you watch the trailer, though, you do notice that he was alive when the bombs first dropped. And we do see a scene where he is watching himself on a TV. So he was an actor, which maybe is where he gets a lot of his cowboy persona from. We also see him as like one of the vault announcers, like at the beginning, like trying to sell the vault to people to get people to come to the vault. So I thought that was pretty cool because I think that was a good reference to Fallout 4 with the salesman coming door to door, you know, at the beginning, and then how he ends up becoming a ghoul because after all this work he did promoting Vault Tech and the vaults, they never kept a spot open for him. They just used him to sell the vaults. So we kind of see the same situation with this ghoul. So maybe he harbors anger towards the vaults and the vault dwellers. And, you know, like he's watched everyone close to him that he's loved and cared about basically die and not be there anymore. So he seems like a very complex, very interesting character. he seems like he's going to be like one of the coolest characters on the show. So we'll have to wait and see what kind of storyline we get from that. So we have Lucy, Maximus, and the Ghoul. And I think that the show is going to revolve around all three of these characters. I think they're the main characters of the show. And we're going to see their stories play out in different ways. And we're also going to see how their stories connect with each other. Let's get into some issues and worries and concerns that I have for the upcoming Fallout TV show. And my issues come with directly linked to how are they going to handle the NCR and the second battle of Hoover Dam? Are we going to get answers to the canon ending to Fallout New Vegas? And what makes me really nervous is when we look at the trailer, we see Shady Sands Library, and it looks like there's a crater there, and it looks like the place is in ruins. And what makes me really nervous about this is Shady Sands was not a pre-war city. Shady Sands was the name of the capital of the NCR. It's where the NCR started. And so what this is showing me is the NCR has taken some pretty heavy losses, whether that's, and I'm assuming it's from the Brotherhood of Steel or it's from Caesar's Legion. I think it would be absolutely insane. Like, I think it would be cool. I don't know how I would feel about it, but if they were to bring Caesar's Legion into this and like say Caesar's Legion conquered the Hoover Dam, because that's the canon ending that no one expected, you know, that Caesar's Legion would conquer Hoover and make their way to the coast and be just dominating the NCR. No one would ever see that coming because the NCR was so big and so successful. The interesting thing also with the Shady Sands Library in rubble is that Shady Sands it was built up to be the capital of the NCR. It was like their home base, and to see it in rubble like that is really concerning, because that means if the capital's destroyed, how much is really left of the NCR? Are they really going to be as prominent as they were in Fallout New Vegas, you know? And there were warning signs, you know, like Caesar gave certain warning signs. Other factions in Fallout New Vegas gave warning signs where they talked about how the NCR was expanding way too quickly and way too fast, and it was eventually going to be their demise. So maybe we see some of those ramifications come true, you know, and it maybe we're seeing the demise of the new California Republic in the show. So some really interesting stuff there. We also see some NCR soldiers in the trailer, and they are in bad shape, it looks like. They're holed out in some building. It doesn't look like there's a lot of them. You know, they're fighting with the Brotherhood of Steel. So maybe this is the last of the NCR. And that's what really makes me, you know, like, why I really wanted to talk about this is because I want to hate this, you know, because the NCR is my favorite faction. I've been very vocal about that. I think they are my favorite faction in the Fallout universe. But I can also recognize that if there is a good story to be told that wipes the NCR out, I can be understanding of that. I can recognize that. Again, it all goes back to, are the creators and writers of this show going to respect the lore and respect the characters, and by doing that, respect the fans? A creator on YouTube that I really like, and I watch all of his videos religiously, I love him to death, is Oxhorn. And if you don't watch Oxhorn, I don't know what you're doing with your life. He's like one of the best creators on YouTube, especially when it comes to Fallout. And he did a video on the upcoming Fallout TV show where he talked about the importance of nailing the tone. And I think he put it so beautifully, like, the tone is half the battle. And from what we can see in the trailers, I think they are nailing the tone. He did say there are some weird things, and he pointed out some stuff that like didn't bother me at first. And now that he's pointed them out, I'm like, oh my gosh. So one is the cars, like the cars do not match the lore accurate cars from the games. And then another thing is on the Brotherhood of Steel helmets, they flip up, you know, like we've never seen that before. We've always just seen like the helmets come off, you know, even in Fallout 4, like they, when Captain Dance grabs his helmet, pulls it off, you know, like that's how we've seen it. Who knows? Like maybe they could do that all along, but people just don't like doing that, you know, who knows? So I highly, I'll put a link to the video I'm referencing from him, but I highly recommend you check that out if you haven't already, because he really points a lot of this stuff out in great detail. But the NCR stuff and stuff like that, I did notice, and I've been very, very nervous about it, you know, going into this show, like, because they are my favorite faction, because I care about them, I want them to have a happy ending. But is that happy ending, you know, worth it? Another prediction that I thought of, like when I saw the, like the crater in the ground at the Shady Sands Library, it made me think of Lonesome Road and how you can launch the nukes to the east or to the west, or you can choose to disable them. Maybe the canon ending to Fallout New Vegas was a bad courier that favored Caesar's Legion and he launched the nukes. Maybe there could be some connection to Lonesome Road. Now, I think that's a stretch. I don't know if Bethesda is going to go that far and be that niche, you know, when it comes to that. But we'll have to see. Like, there's some fun stuff to talk about. The show's coming out this week. I am so excited. I'm going to just binge it from beginning to end. We're getting all of the episodes. I really hope it's good. Oh, if it's not good, it's going to kill me. I know I've already said this, but I'm way too invested in this game franchise for this show to flop. We'll have to see. I'll put out a review once it's done. So stay tuned for that. And hey, thanks for sticking around. I really appreciate it. My name's Tyler, and this is the DMX Gaming Podcast. Go ahead and let me know in the comments what you're playing and what your thoughts are on the upcoming Fallout series and TV show. And are you going to be watching it? I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.